common medical issues suffered by Micronesians related to U.S. nuclear testing on their islands include assorted cancers, diabetes, asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, and hypertension. Another less discussed health problem, post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Neil Palafox of the UH Medical School explains.
As you can imagine, the testing, people were displaced from their homes, they got direct radiation, they didn't know what nuclear radiation was about. So there was a lot of trauma to them personally, emotionally, you know, that knowledge of what's going to happen to me next, what's going to happen to my kids. And so in medical terms, we call that post-traumatic stress disorder. Nobody recognizes, you know, the kind of trauma and stress that they have gone through and continue to go through.
Dr. David DeRoff is the director of Kukua Kalihi Valley Clinic.
It also makes sense for the state of Hawaii to want to do the right thing and to keep this group of people well. They're here, they're residents, most of them want to be gainfully employed. They pay taxes, they serve in the military in the highest percentage per capita of any group in the United States.
DeRoff also says since the nuclear testing, which impacted the Micronesians, was a military responsibility, the military could easily open clinics for them. The state recently transferred about 8,000 Micronesians from Medicaid to health plans under the Affordable Care Act. U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono believes Medicaid coverage should be restored for these individuals, also known as freely associated state citizens.
The Congress should pass my bill to enable the FAS citizens to qualify for or to be eligible for Medicaid coverage. And I got that done through the Comprehensive Immigration Bill as an amendment to that bill in 2013. Unfortunately, the House did not take up comprehensive immigration reform. And therefore, I have a freestanding bill to enable the FAS citizens to qualify for Medicaid. And that is what the federal government should do.
Dr. Palafox feels our obligation to the Micronesians is also moral.
If the federal government takes away the Medicaid and doesn't take care of these folks, then are we part of the federal government in some ways? And so who is going to be, you know, doing that? And one of the principles that I think is just generally in healthcare, a rising tide floats all boats. So if you don't take care of the people that have the greatest need, you will pull down the entire healthcare system of the state or of the nation. So it is in the Hawaii's interest to provide dollars to float all boats.
Senator Hirono's bill to restore Medicaid to the Micronesians is supported by Hawaii's entire congressional delegation. The bill is currently in the Senate Finance Committee. No hearing has yet been scheduled. I'm Jackie Young for Hawaii Public Radio.